Come on to my house, I'm gonna.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Aaron McBlain. Aaron is the chef at the Robert Goodman Winery. Aaron, when did you first start cooking and getting involved in loving food?
I started cooking back when I was 15, actually, doing dishes and prep work with my mom's catering company in the Bay Area. Pretty much after that point, I worked with them strongly and got a passion and a love for food going. After that, decided that that was pretty much what I wanted to get into and was interested in the most, and I was pretty good at it, too, so that helped.
I'm thinking, too, with your mom being a caterer, you must have eaten good food growing up.
Yeah, I definitely didn't have any lack of good cuisine in the house.
Uh-huh. And then who were some of the people who mentored you as you went along?
Well, there was definitely the first chef at the catering company that taught me a lot of my basics, kind of pushed me into going into culinary school, got me used to basic kitchen techniques and styles. After that, I would say there's been some chefs, one of them in Vegas that was a big mentor and gave me a lot of management training, proficiencies in the kitchen and running people and everything like that, food cost. And
yeah, there's a lot more to it than just cooking.
There is
mostly
a lot more.
It's the other things, I'm sure.
I think people don't realize what all goes into putting together a kitchen. They think it's like food only, and they don't realize there's 10,000 other little things you have to worry about as well.
And then what was your training, your formal training?
I went to culinary school at Dabble Valley College in Pleasant Hill. I did 2.5 years and ended up with a restaurant management certificate, culinary arts, and a business. And then from there, I moved to Las Vegas to do some of the program at UNLV and did some saucier classes. And pretty much after that, just went professionally and learned from the kitchens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just got that practical experience hands-on.
Exactly. The school is really good for a base foundation. But after that, I think being in the industry and really doing it is where you learn the most.
And I know that using local foods is really important to you. Why is that important?
Well, one, I feel that we have a great source of local food around here. Out of all the places I lived, I don't think anywhere has the availability that we do. So I really like to try to utilize what we have locally. I know that I also love supporting the local community, local farmers. Anything that makes us grow as a community is beneficial to me.
Mm-hmm. And having that fresh food, it just tastes better.
It does. You put good food in, you're going to get good food out typically.
Right, right. That garbage in, garbage out, good food in, good food
exactly.
out.
Exactly. That's the hopes.
Yeah. And how do you source locally? If just starting up the new restaurant, Robert Goodman, at the Robert Goodman Winery, you're going to be sourcing all your supplies. And how do you source locally?
Well, I tend to start, you know, right now, obviously, we have the farmer's market running on the weekends. And so I will go down to the plaza and introduce myself to the certain farmers that I'm interested in. Some of them I already have a past relationship with from working in other restaurants locally. And so I try to, you know, show my face, get to know them, get to know what products they're supplying. And from there, kind of choose and pick what I want to work with at first. And it's kind of an elimination process to find what you like and, you know, what doesn't work and what does. And after that, it's pretty much it's easy to get a hold of anyone around here. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all know the names of the farms and the local people. If you're into food at all and you've been to the market, you're familiar with everybody. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much the way I go about that.
Okay, and how about like seafood? How do you go about sourcing some local seafood?
Well, locally, I have been using Pacific Seafood. I use also some other companies that do their best to get everything locally when the season's available, of course. Mm-hmm. After that, of course, just like most things with food, it is a seasonal process. So I try to use things as they come into play, depending on what time of month it is.
Uh-huh. And how about some of the other meats?
So far, the other meats, there's a lot of good distributors around here that carry a lot of really good organic, you know, hormone-free lines of different, you know, chickens and beefs and porks. I want to eventually talk to some of the local people we have doing the local pork and stuff like that, and hopefully can start working with them as well in the future.
Okay. Trying to think if there's a food group I haven't covered. Anything else that you're sourcing locally that's kind of interesting?
Well, I don't know. As far as locally, you know, a lot of the produce, the meats, like you said, the seafood, certain dry goods, you know, I do use certain specialty items. I will come into play, especially when I'm doing specials and things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, you might buy some special things from like olives or the different oils, stuff like that. Uh-huh. Otherwise, I try to get all organic as possible. You know, there's companies out there that supply everything organic. Uh-huh. So they fit a lot of those other needs.
Uh-huh. Great. Let's talk a little bit about some of the classes that you've taught. So you've had the experience of taking classes, but you've also taught classes down at the North Coast Co-op in their community kitchen. Let's talk about charcuterie.
Okay.
Am I saying that right?
You are. Charcuterie essentially is referring to not only sausage making, but things such as pâtés and terrines and force meats and galantines. There's a lot of different areas that cover that. Wording, uh-huh. I guess you could say. I have taught some like sausage making classes at the co-op before. You know, there are things that I think people look at as kind of a hard task or something they can't do at home. But really, once you learn the basics, none of it's complicated. It's really fun to get to do on your own as well.
Uh-huh.
So I've done things like that and tried to get people branching out to experiment on their own with it and go home and be excited about it, hopefully.
Yeah, you know, I think the thing about making sausages, I mean, you can buy ground pork and then you can mix things into it to make the sausages. Did you guys actually put things in the casings?
Essentially, the casings come as they are. They're pork casings. Uh-huh. And then from there, I grind all my own meat and then season it accordingly, depending on the type of sausage I'm making. And then after that, it goes into the stuffing process with the casings. And so that is a relatively easy technique once you get used to it. Uh-huh. It does take a little practice, like most things with food, of course.
Uh-huh.
But in the end, yeah, it's really easy to kind of be creative with flavors and different food styles when you're making sausage. Essentially, you know, you can almost stuff anything you can into there. It can be vegetables, seafood, uh-huh. meat. You know, there's a lot of variety.
Uh-huh. Is that something that you think you'll be serving at the winery? Will you be doing some of your own sausages?
Definitely. We have a charcuterie board to where we'll have a couple house sausages on hand, and then we'll be doing a chef's choice. So that way we can either come up with a different variety of sausage. We could do pate sometimes. Like I said, we can get into some terrines and uh-huh. have a little play with that. We're trying to give ourselves as much creativity openness as we can to where, like, with specials and rotating items, we don't have to do the same stuff every week. And that way people get the new product, we get to play with the new product, and it keeps everything exciting.
Yeah, it keeps it exciting, keeps you being able to use your creativity, and so you're not just, oh, do we got to make this again?
Exactly.
We've made it 9,000 times. Okay, and you've also taught some classes in, well, what would you like to talk about? Let me talk about the deep fried avocado. I got to know about that.
It's actually very simple. Uh-huh. You know, it's an avocado that's been soaked in buttermilk for a little bit of richness, and kind of do a basic breading procedure and end up with panko crumbs as the outside breading. And then it's a really quick kind of flash fry in a higher heat temp oil so that it browns quickly but doesn't cook too long inside mm-hmm. of there, and it doesn't really soak up too much grease.
Uh-huh.
So you end up with a nice crispy outside panko crust and then that kind of slightly warm, soft, rich avocado uh-huh. inside. I think it's a great combination. We're serving it with a mango dipping sauce,
uh-huh.
so a little bit of a light fruit accompaniment with it.
Uh-huh.
People seem to love it. Every time I've made it for friends and people at home, there are none left, of course.
How can people find out what's going on there, what sorts of things you're fixing and what their hours are and that sort of thing? How can people find out more about that?
Well, one, we have, of course, a Facebook page that we're trying to keep updated. We've put our menu out on that as well right now so people can go and look at it and get a feel for what's happening. We also, of course, have our website you can look at, robertgoodmanwines.com.
Great. And where is it actually located?
It is at 10th and I. It's the Machine Works building.
Uh-huh.
So right across from the Ace Center there. And then the wine tasting room is located on 10th Street there. And that will be where we'll do the food for our soft opening. Soon to follow, we'll have our main dining room opening, hopefully a couple months afterwards.
Okay.
The timeline's still a little
Should
rough.
Be pretty soon. Okay.
Yes.
Well, this is great. This has been a pleasure talking with Aaron McBlain, chef at Robert Goodman Winery. Thank you, Aaron.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.
Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you everything.